Hello everybody, this is Scorpio with Chit Chat with Scorpio. Today we're going to be talking about the Glory of God Global Church. So, they've gotten their church back and now they are suing Lamar Whitehead. A newspaper from New York called AM New York have written an article about how Lamar Whitehead is being sued. So, the name of the article is called Blaine Bishop Lamar Whitehead Hit with $5 Million Suit by Brooklyn Congregation. He allegedly tried to evict. And this ain't even allegedly. This actually happened. So, I don't even know why they put allegedly. Because it actually happened. Glory of God Global Church is suing Lamar Whitehead for damages that he caused in the church. I'm pretty sure they're also adding in pain and suffering as well for keeping him out of the church all them months, knowing that he didn't even own the church to begin with. Okay, so the bling is losing its luster. Lamar Whitehead, the embattled bling bishop of Brooklyn, has been hit with a $5 million lawsuit by a church in Canarsie, Brooklyn, that says he illegally evicted the congregation after purchasing the building at auction. I don't even know how he was able to purchase a building at auction with a building which was already purchased. Excuse me. And is now allegedly stalling on handing it back over in violation of a court order. So after that second bankruptcy court, they dismissed that court order because he didn't show any type of proof. And then it went back to the landlord tenant. And they also dismissed it. And he had to turn the keys and everything over to the pastor of Glory of God Global Ministry. And which they did, because on, I believe it was Saturday, they were able to get into the church. Now, the crazy thing about it was that he was right there also. And by court order, he shouldn't even have been there. But he was there causing a ruckus, making threats to people and all that. So, eventually, he got whatever stuff that was his and left the church. and the way the church was left after him, I don't know if he did it. He must have known that he was losing the case and must have had people come in the church and destroy it, because they destroyed it. The church is destroyed in some areas. There is a GoFundMe that was set up for people who would like to donate to help the church get it back together again. Glory of God Global Ministry at 5904 Foster Avenue in Canarsie filed a suit against the flashy pastor in Brooklyn Supreme Court last week, seeking significant monetary damages for fraud, conspiracy, and torturous interference with contract and business operations allegedly committed by Whitehead. Again, this is not alleged. This is all true, and it has been proven. So I don't know why they put alleged, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I know why, but still, ain't nothing is alleged at this point. Everybody knows he went to court and he lost, pretty much. Let's see, in torturous interference with contracts and business operations allegedly committed by Whitehead, Glory of God wants a judge to force Whitehead to relinquish the property back over to the parish and have Whitehead be forever barred from claiming ownership of the premises. So, well, he left the church, so I'm pretty sure they got everything back now. But yeah, the part about forever being barred, yes, that should definitely happen. There's no telling what they would do. Now, Glory of God Global Ministry, they did have their first service after being back in the church this past Sunday. Lawyers for the church and for Whitehead did not respond to requests for comment A message to Glory of God on Sunday was also not returned. Bishop Whitehead, who leads the congregation at Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries in Canarsie, is known for his affinity for luxury cars and expensive bling, and now faces a slew of federal fraud charges that could land him in prison. Purchased the Glory of God building through a trust at a foreclosure auction last February. That's where it all started. I don't know how, but somehow he purchased a trust. Then he also forged the documents too, so it basically turned out to be a lie anyway. Paying $1.94 million according to city property records. Excuse me. I don't even know how he came up with that money because he barely has money. Owing so many people. Glory of God had purchased a building in 2014 through Triple C Ventures LLC. So as you can see, they've had that church since 2014. In December, Glory of God's senior pastor, Fumi Williams, said that Whitehead illegally changed the locks on the Foster Avenue building and began tossing the church's property in a dumpster. And yes, he did do that. There's videos of him with the police there taking the locks off the door. Not even taking the locks, but they broke the locks. And it's funny how the police department did not even ask him to produce proof that he owns the building. Let's see. Maintaining. Where was I? Oh, who contested. Whitehead had deemed himself the rightful owner, but Williams, who contested the tax lien that sent the building into foreclosure, maintaining the church had tax-exempt status, countered that the congregation had never surrendered the premises to the bishop, calling Whitehead's actions shocking and traumatic. So basically, they're saying they have never, they still have rights to the building. They were tax-exempt. They had tax-exempt, so they basically, I guess, basically didn't have to really file taxes. And they never gave the building to Whitehead. So Whitehead lied, basically. The subject building is home to a congregation which conducts Sunday services for hundreds of neighborhood members, all of whom are now locked out of the subject building based upon petitions illegal acts. Williams wrote in an affidavit to the court, "Myself, petitioner, and our entire congregation are outraged that respondent has taken the law into its own hands by changing the locks." And he did take the law into his own hands because you just cannot go in someone else's property. That's one, when you don't own it. So that's basically trespassing. If you want to put it that way, you know, it's trespassing. He did not have ownership of the building. You cannot evict people because he did not have ownership of the building. And if you want to see all of this, you can go search up Pam the Law Intellect on YouTube. She has followed this whole case and been following Whitehead for a while, since the robbery, let's say. That month, Brooklyn Civil Court Judge Hila Capel sided with Glory of God, ordering the congregation be allowed back on the property and declaring the eviction illegal as it had taken place without a court order. So I pretty much think that he should be locked up just for that purpose only, since he illegally took over a church and locked out the original members. He should go to jail for that. Afterwards, in January, Civil Court Judge Sandra Boper again sided with Glory of God and ordered that possession of the building be restored to the congregation. And that evening, parishioners gathered outside the building to pray and attempt to serve papers to the bishop. Now, see, he was served twice and he was supposed to relinquish the church but never did. That same day, Whitehead filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in federal court. In March, Whitehead's lawyer filed court papers claiming that the bankruptcy application operates as a stay against enforcement of the judge's order for him to relinquish the church property back to the parish. And I don't know how the heck a bankruptcy would cause him to, allow him to stay in the church. That's crazy within itself. And again, he did not have any proof that he owned anything. The flamboyant preacher who counts Mayor Eric Adams as a friend and mentor and previously ran for Brooklyn Borough President has had a whirlwind year. After unsuccessfully attempting to negotiate the surrender of a fugitive subway shooter, he received international attention in July after his Remsen Avenue church was robbed during a live stream sermon, with bandits making off with about $1 million in jewelry. Two men were arrested and hit with federal robbery charges in September that month. Whitehead was briefly cuffed for pushing a woman during a sermon, but was soon let go. The woman was charged with trespassing. So basically, they're talking about Tasha Global, who was grabbed by Whitehead and pushed out of the church. Now, I'm going to say this, and I know people may not like it, but Tasha caused that whole situation. It wasn't right that he put his hands on her, but Tasha caused that whole situation. She did not have to do what she did at all. And there's videos of that too. She did not have to do what she did. In that video, it shows how she just started going back and forth with him. And then he told her he can go up to, I guess, the pulpit. And she just started calling him all types of demons. Started speaking in unknown tongues. And just acting ignorant. Again, there's no excuse for him putting his hands on her though. But still, she should have never done all that. She didn't have to do all that. In December, he was hit with federal charges for allegedly attempting to swindle a parishioner of her $90,000 life savings. That's Pauline Anderson. And threatened a Bronx businessman into handing over $5,000. After that, the bishop allegedly tried to use tainted connections to city government, including the mayor, to get the Bronx businessman to invest $500,000 with him, despite knowing he couldn't deliver on the favorable actions he promised. He was further accused of lying to the FBI about owning a second cell phone. Now, everybody knows he's lying about that, because every time he go live on Facebook and Instagram, and he uses another phone to go live on Instagram. So he definitely lied about that. That actually, he can get five to 15 years in federal prison. Yeah. In March, prosecutors added charges of forging bank account information on mortgage applications for his New Jersey mansion. If found guilty on any charges, Whitehead could face up to 20 years in federal prison. Actually, he can face up to more than that. He is currently free on a $500,000 bond. Whitehead pled not guilty and has vigorously denied the charges against him. In March, he sued the Bronx businessman Brandon Belmonte for defamation, seeking $200 million over comments he made to the New Yorker about the alleged interaction that led to the federal charges. Now, first of all, Brandon Belmonte did nothing of the sort. He did not defame his character. Apparently, he's been scamming people for years. He did not defame Whitehead's character. He got federal charges because of what he did to Pauline Anderson and another guy. So he did this all on himself, but he wants to blame everybody else, like he always does. Mayor Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing Whitehead previously said he's not been in contact with the mayor lately as a result of his legal troubles. If I was Mayor Adams, I would cut ties with Whitehead completely, because what he is doing is, it seems like he is trying to involve Eric Adams in all of his dealings, because he keeps telling people how he's got connections with him and stuff like that. So if I was Mayor Eric Adams, I would disassociate myself with him completely, because it really would not, does not look right that he keeps putting his name into stuff that he has nothing to do with. Now, I don't really like Eric Adams like that, but truth is truth, basically. So, I am going to keep updating, because I am definitely following this. I will continue to follow this until he, I guess he gets locked up. But if any more information comes up, I will definitely be reporting on it. Thank you all for watching, and y'all have a great day. Bye for now.